This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang, for Friday, February 24th, 2012. It's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hi again, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. Oh yeah, the weekend is upon us. I'll be spending mine covering the Volcon convention here in the Valley of the Sun. So look for plenty of posts coming soon about this weekend's gaming in the desert. On to the news. The Kickstarter campaign for Nature of the Beast, Prairie vs. Polar, is already past the halfway mark, with more than half of their time remaining on the project. Nature of the Beast, Prairie vs. Polar is a card game that puts you in control of a secret animal army fighting in the shadows of humanity. You'll lead a strategic campaign to recruit enough animals to fight for your cause before your opponent can. If you're the first player to field a complete army, you win the game. Commanding an animal army isn't as easy as it sounds. Each turn, you'll get to decide where to direct your efforts. Will you recruit new animals? Move your animals to better positions in your field? Seek out advantageous locations, items, and human allies? Or will you try to throw a monkey wrench, or a monkey with a wrench, into your opponent's plans by taking the fight to them? If this wasn't hard enough, you still have to worry about all those skittish humans. They don't take too kindly to open animal warfare and will quickly put an end to your army if they perceive it as a threat. With all of these choices each turn, Nature of the Beast guarantees that you will have a satisfyingly unique game experience every time. iLevel Entertainment is running an interesting little side promotion for their Nature of the Beast Prairie vs. Polar, and it features the Board Game Podcaster. Who would those people be? Alone or in small groups, these individuals take precious time away from actually playing games to record and edit podcasts to share with the rest of us. As a sign of iLevel Entertainment's appreciation, any backer of their project can vote for their favorite podcast. You'll simply post its name in the comment section for that specific update, which mentions the promotion. Every backer, no matter how big or small, even if you back it for a dollar, gets one vote. The top two vote-collecting board game podcasts will be the inspiration for two promo cards at the $12,000 funding level. That's right, they're giving away two cards at the $12,000 level, not just one. The voting will continue for the entire Kickstarter project, so show your support for those who support the hobby with nothing more than a microphone and a big heart. You can look for a review of the Nature of the Beast Battle Bundle, which includes City vs. Suburb and Farm vs. Forest, which are available now, on our March 5th edition of The Gaming Gang. But in the meantime, take a look at Prairie vs. Polar, and if you back the project in any way, comment on that special update page that your favorite podcast would be, I don't know, The Gaming Gang, possibly? Fantasy Flight Games announces an upcoming print-on-demand expansion for Space Hulk Death Angel, the card game. And it's the Deathwing Space Marine Pack. It'll feature 12 Deathwing Space Marine cards, 18 Deathwing Action cards, and 6 Deathwing Team cards, which will give you many more options for your combat team. The Deathwing Space Marine Pack, a print-on-demand expansion for Space Hulk Death Angel, the card game, includes an alternate set of Space Marines that replace the ones from the original base game. By simply switching out a number of your base game combat teams, you can bring all new strategic options to your fight against the vile Gene Stealers. Asmodee Editions has announced the latest incarnation of its award-winning game Dixit, entitled Dixit Journey. Although there are no changes in the overall gameplay of Dixit Journey, it does contain a completely revised rulebook, a new game board that displays a simplified scoring track, 6 labeled sections along the outside for placing the face-down Dixit cards from the player's hands, and a scoring reference area, where new players can quickly see how to mark their scores based on the outcome of their guesses. The folks at Asmodee describe this latest edition of Dixit as a springboard for new players due to the revised rules and simplified game board, but longtime players of the game will enjoy expanding their current collection of Dixit cards as well. Dixit Journey comes with around 80 new unique illustrations by a new artist, Xavier Collette. The game is for 3 to 6 players, ages 8 and up, and plays in around 30 minutes. Dixit Journey will arrive in stores in June. Cryptozoic Entertainment has announced the next expansion to the World of Warcraft trading card game, Tomb of the Forgotten. Expanding upon the Aftermath collection, Tomb of the Forgotten introduces additional monsters, heroes, and loot for your World of Warcraft decks. Monsters, monsters, and still more monsters. Aftermath, Tomb of the Forgotten, introduces a new monster race, Tolvir, including three new monster heroes, Paladin, Priest, and Rogue, plus dual-class monster heroes, new Murloc, Ogre, and Demon allies, and plenty of loot cards to World of Warcraft the card game. This 208-card set is offered in epic collections containing 6 Tomb of the Forgotten boosters, 6 random heroes, 1 loot card, a Tomb of the Forgotten pocket guide, playmat, and deck box, all packaged in a reusable storage box with 10 dividers. You can also supplement your battles with 16-card boosters, which will be available in 36-count displays. Cubicle 7 has 3 new products in the offering, and the first is a new supplement for the Victoriana RPG entitled The Smoke, the soul of a nation, the heart of an empire. Welcome to the greatest city in the world. For nearly 1,000 years it has stood against fire, plague, and revolution, and still it endures. Thousands flock to the city looking for a new life, only to become fuel for the fire of industry or be broken by vice and despair. But not everyone seeks the wealth of the capital, for amidst the rookeries and old places of this city, there is old magic woven into the very stones. London brings the world to your door, spices from the east, fine linen, fashions from Paris, mysterious artifacts from forgotten nations, opium, and many other dark delights. There are 1,000 temptations and 1,000,000 ways to enjoy them, and they all await you in the smoke. In this book, you'll find an overview of the sights and sounds of the vast metropolis, detailing what it is like to live in London, whatever your station in life. Detail on how to get around the city, how to find a cab, a hospital, messenger, the police, or even more disreputable company. A breakdown of the city into its many districts, each with their own distinct flavor. A selection of NPCs and adventure hooks to draw you into London's fog-shrouded streets. The PDF for The Smoke will be available in the next few days, with a printed edition available in March. Cubicle 7 also has 2 other items that are arriving in stores this week: Clockwork and Chivalry and HeroQuest the role-playing game. 1645, England has descended into civil war. Prince Rupert and his alchemist cavaliers fight on behalf of their exiled king against the clockwork war machines of Oliver Cromwell and the New Model Army. Between them, a host of political and religious factions struggle for survival. Clockwork and Chivalry returns in a standalone second edition featuring the new Renaissance rule system, a fast, grim, heroic D100 system geared up to the world of black powder weapons, political machinations, and fanatical righteousness. HeroQuest is the innovative, dynamic, and flexible rules engine by Robin Laws, suitable for play in any genre or setting. It presents a simple and flexible system that allows game masters to make decisions the way authors and screenwriters do when creating novels, TV episodes, and movies. HeroQuest encourages creative input from your players, resulting in an exciting, unpredictable narrative created through group collaboration. Its resolution methods and scalable character levels make it equally suited for any genre, from epic fantasy to satirical soap opera. I didn't know too many people played satirical soap opera role-playing games. Whether your next game idea draws on horror, war, westerns, martial arts, pulps, cyberpunk, cliffhangers, giant robots, superpowered heroes, space opera, cop action, corporate intrigue, furry animals, swashbuckling adventure, Greek tragedy, or even drawing room comedy, HeroQuest can handle it. In fact, my next game idea incorporates all of those things. You can even use HeroQuest to emulate a musical, although it won't do the singing and dancing for you. Completely rewritten by the original designer, this new edition opens and details running the core system for any genre. Clockwork and Chivalry, alongside HeroQuest, the role-playing game, should be in stores already. And finally, you have a chance to win a piece of horror history. Red Wasp Design, the developers of the new Cthulhu Mythos horror strategy RPG, Call of Cthulhu: The Wasted Land, have announced a competition where you could win an original 1936 copy of a pulp fiction magazine featuring the writing of H.P. Lovecraft. The prize is an original March 1936 issue of Astounding Stories, which features part of Lovecraft's classic tale of Antarctic horror at the Mountains of Madness. Not only that, but it has the amazing cult illustrations of Howard V. Brown, who was commissioned to bring Lovecraft's dark imagings to life. To win this rare prize, what you have to do is submit a review to the Apple App Store or rewrite the text of an existing review of their game, Call of Cthulhu: The Wasted Land, in the style of H.P. Lovecraft. Red Wasp's designer, Tomas Rawlings, explains, "Lovecraft was famous for his distinctive writing style, long descriptions with lots of adjectives, using obscure words, plenty of indescribable and nameless things crawling through the text. He was an evocative writer, which is part of the reason why he is still so widely read today. We want people to go Lovecraftian crazy in reviewing the game with gibbous, visceral pleasure and wild bacchanalian abandon. If you want to win this bit of horror history, then simply submit your review to the App Store, then email a copy of the review, your App Store username, to prove it's your work, and which country store it was posted onto. You'll send that email to contact@redwaspdesign.com with the subject line, Review Competition. The developers will feature the best entries on their site and pick the winner on Friday, March 9th, so you need to get your entries in by the 8th. So, dear listener, 'tis time to retire to the study, shut out the world, ink the writing quill, and let the horrors of uncaring cosmic madness guide your fragile scratchings. Please note, this competition is not open to employees of Red Wasp Design or their families, residents of Innsmouth, or Deep One Hybrids, which unfortunately leaves Elliot and I both out. That's it for today. Elliot assures me his computer issues will be resolved in time for his hosting duties on Monday, so I'll return Tuesday. Have a great weekend, and if you happen to be making your way to the Volcon convention and see me bopping around in my Chicago Cubs hat and the Gaming Gang polo, be sure to say hello. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.